Let it drop.
That was Atula Aluhu by Bibio off their album Silver Wilkinson. This is Look at Orion from the same album.
Thank you. sky looks fake. But you must be somewhere.
That was Carried Away by Carl Bromo off his album All Birds Say. This is Retired from the same album.
Someone is swimming out in the harbor, a twinkling lighthouse, guiding a ship off to sea. The wind is blowing the sails from the east. Cabin, you're fixing some tea to classical music. You're dancing what's on your own. Another long shot. You find you're alone, but seat is filled up with all your books. You brought your keyboard in case you write a song. people in the world. There's the Krishnas and the Catholics, agnostics and the Baptists, a lot of different kind of people in the world. There's the Muslims and the Jews, the Rastas and the Hindus, a lot of different kind of people in the world. There's Confucians in the Zen, us against them, a lot of different kind of people in the world, a lot of different kind of people in the world.
That was Different People by Carl Bromo off his album Albert Say. This is Best Of from his album 4th of July.
Casino, you'll see. they won't be like her. Maybe we remember things as better than they were.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hello, we are back again. That was Best Of by Carl Bromo off his album 4th of July. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, honestly. This summer, it's been a little ridiculous. Being all over the place. Being in transition is always a funny state. I think I've been living out of luggages, and I've been crashing on couches for about 2 months now. And what have I gone through? I've gone through at least four or five couches. But traveling is always interesting for me, just because I get to see the world from the perspective of, you know, other people around me. And that's one way in which I really enjoy learning about how the world around me operates. But transition periods are weird. I don't feel like I'm set in one place, really. I don't feel like I'm able to have stable footing in the same way as, you know, I can or I have during the years. And even then, just because I'm from Hong Kong, this is far enough away from home for me, it never feels like I've been, you know, squarely one place. I suppose in a sense, that's one reason I'm looking forward to going to grad school, just because I'm hopefully going to get a good apartment and just stay in one place, you know, set down roots and stay there for a few years. I don't know, weird things might happen, yet still, I mean, talking to some of the people in San Diego, it's pretty clear that, you know, I might want to really consider math education as a career path. And if that's the case, maybe I won't be staying in Waterloo for more than 2 years for more than a master's degree. Transition periods are weird, and I don't really know how else to explain it. And I think, you know, it's also kind of weird that I'm here back at a college haunt after, months after I've graduated in that sense. But yeah, I guess we should move on. I do want to cover a few new releases that have come out, and maybe I missed this, but the National released two singles, and I am really looking forward to seeing what they pull out of this, because it looks like they're going to have a full release at some point in the near future. And then Beach House also released a full length called B-Sides and Rarities. That's essentially a compilation of some things that didn't make it to their albums or were hidden tracks or were remixes. And it serves as, you know, something really nice on the side to complement the work that they've already put out, as they probably are gearing up to, you know, produce even more new music. I think a lot of us are still really surprised by how, by the double release of Thank Your Lucky Stars and Depression Cherry last year, 2 years ago. It's been a while. Anyway, let's start with the singles from The National. This is Guilty Party by The National. Please enjoy.
You're sleeping night and day, how do you do it? Me, I am wide awake. Feeling defeated, I say your name, I say I'm sorry. I know it's not working. I'm no holiday. It's nobody's fault. No guilty party. We just got nothing. Nothing left to say. Another year gets away. Summer of love. I don't know why I care. We miss it every summer. I say your name. I say I'm sorry. I'm the one doing this. There's no one. Nobody's fault. No guilty party. I just got nothing. Nothing left to say. It all. Catches up to me. Thank you. not working. I'm no holiday. It's nobody's fault. No guilty party. We just got nothing. Nothing left to say. I say your name. I say I'm sorry. I'm the one doing this. There's no other way. It's nobody's fault. No guilty party. I just got nothing. Nothing.
That was The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness, a new single by The National. This is Equal Mind from Beach House off their album B-Sides and Rarities. I believe this was the bonus track off Bloom.
Even in your equal.
That was The Arrangement by Beach House off their new full-length B-Sides and Rarities that feature all of their wonderful unreleased tracks. I believe that The Arrangement in particular was the bonus track for the Zebra EP that was released. All right, we are coming up to the end of another show. Here is a quick weather report for you. It is supposedly raining today, and it's about 70 Fahrenheit. This is going to clear up in a few hours. We're going to see relatively cloudy weather over the next few days with showers on Monday. Weather's going to be typical New England. What do you expect? It's going to be hotter tomorrow, cooler another day. It's generally going to stick between 15 and 30 Celsius, or that's about 60 and 90 Fahrenheit, going up to 90 in particular later next week. Stay tuned. We're going to have an hour of classic rock coming up, and it's going to be... You're smiling. What are you going on about?
Nothing. I almost a continuation of the kind of music that you play earlier, and then it's going to be like quite a departure. So
yeah, well, I mean, I've wanted to do a classic rock show, and I might have at one point, but yeah, it's we still need to do a collab at some point. I'm going to be here for another like four shows, so we can definitely sneak a week in. Probably not going to be here next week because I'm going to be prepping for my driving test. Probably going to get screwed over, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, this is I Do Not Care for the Winter Sun by Beach House off their album B-Sides and Rarities. Thank you for listening in to another show. This is DJ Chris Sine. You are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great evening. Bye.